the south eastern part of Harrisburg is just taking major structural damage and several injuries. We've got medical personnel and personnel. You know, we've declared a state of emergency in Harrisburg. We just got a huge problem on our hands.
Eric, Greg, the mayor of Harrisburg this morning talking about state of emergency. Now the governor has signed a declaration with IEMA.
Someone who understands firsthand how important it is for people to work together.
What we need now is we need emergency personnel to help out, Tom. We need other communities to step up and help us.
Yes, I'm calling from the Harrisburg area. I have family or whatever here, and I went to look at their house. People don't really need to go down that way on Barnett Street.
This morning, and they're going to keep us in their prayers and thoughts as we start this day, because it's a very tough day for us.
They're trying to come in to Harrisburg on Route 13 from the east. There is debris and fire line down across the highway out the east of Harrisburg, too.
This is the time where the community really does come together. Credit is absolutely due to the local first responders here in the surrounding areas and communities that were here on scene immediately after this tornado struck.
Stay out of the west end of town. They've got rescue operations going on. They're having trouble getting enough ambulances to get people to the hospital. Lots of heavy damage. Need a lot of prayers right now. And
we're here today telling you we're going to come together. We're going to hold hands. We're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to bring our families out of it.
Life goes on in many places here in Harrisburg, but still the need is going to continue for days to come in this local area, in the residential and apartment areas that were struck.
They're strong. I mean, there's people's houses, belongings. I mean, I can see major damage on a lot of houses. A house completely gone off the foundation off here on the side of the road.
Many, many, many buildings are destroyed in Ridgeway. Trees down. It's probably about like Harrisburg here in Ridgeway.
This is certainly a difficult day for Southern Illinois, but no one in Southern Illinois is a stranger to disasters that affect this state. This is something that they've had to deal with several times now in the last couple of years, but now this tornado marks the deadliest disaster in Illinois in nearly a decade.
We managed to get through these things and we'll get through this, but it's going to be tough for a while.
And I just met like five Heron police cars. I guess they're going to Harrisburg to help out.
What a great town. The Bulldogs are strong.
All of Southern Illinois will be over there helping.
We want to make sure everybody comes together and helps out. That's really the highest quality human beings can have, to help someone in distress. That's really what the parable of the Good Samaritan is all about.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere.
I cannot begin to tell you the amount of phone calls that I got this morning of different mayors and different people in other counties wanting to send more staff, more law enforcement help, anything that we needed to make sure that we were taken care of. And it's not only about Harrisburg, it's also Gowden County and Ridgeway.
This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's that ever mean. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are.
But we have strong people, and the people of Southern Illinois are recovering.
Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain.
But yeah, Tom, I just can't say enough about how proud I am of my city workers, of the citizens of this community that have rallied. You know, nobody ran from this storm. They ran into this storm when they figured out, you know, that our community here, they ran into it to help others.
This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop
them. And, you know, that's remarkable. And the community support that we have gotten from all over Southern Illinois, several miles away, I just can't say enough good things. And the business community in Southern Illinois, not just Harrisburg, but the entire region, they've stepped up and offered anything that we need.
You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so fair, when the well runs dry,
who's gonna be there?
You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything.
But I'll tell you, I've been incredibly impressed with everybody in the area. I mean, there were chainsaws going the entire time we were there. Nobody was hesitating. Nobody was waiting. It was just neighbors helping their neighbors, and it was very impressive to see.
Everybody, you're here. You're running around. No matter where you're at, there's somebody here. You're almost running over everybody to help us.
You find out who your friends are.
It's absolutely remarkable, and it's very redeeming to know that we live in a region where people care about each other and people step up and they do love their neighbor. I'm so proud of our people and who we are and what we represent. People obviously are taking folks in, and again, I just cannot say enough about Harrisburg, Illinois and Southern Illinois. You know, what a good bunch of people. What a honorable bunch of people that we have here.
All of Southern Illinois will be over there helping.